as we close out this year, I thought the lesson would be a fair lesson of help. It's on the front of the bulletin every week, the For You, and you'll see how important the subjects of faith and wisdom and seeking first the kingdom of God and joy really are. They're important subjects to God and His Word. And it notes to us in Hebrews 11, without faith it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. In Hebrews 11 and verse 1, we'll come to that by and by as we read the Bible. And as we read the Scripture and come to this passage, it'll cause a reflection to come upon our minds, how important have I placed this subject of faith in my life. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You know, I think it was Laurie Morgan that came up with a song, one of the country music songs, What Part of No Don't You Understand? You know, the idea of singing along and the idea of her meeting someone, and what part of no don't you understand? Well, what part of impossible do we not understand as servants of God? Notice what it said there. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He rewards those that diligently seek Him. What part of impossible do we not understand or appreciate? We surely will call upon ourselves to reflect upon this idea. And then along the way, there will be little children born to a good marriage and good family. And those little children will bring up certain questions. And in Psalm chapter 8 at verse 2, after saluting God and saying of Him that our God is to be worthy of praise and dominion and power, it notes to us in Psalms 8 at verse 2, out of the mouths of babes and suckling comes strength. Strength too, in that instance, application is made to face our foes and to face the adversaries and to overcome the adversaries of life. And it's probably speaking there in regard to the fact that a child out of its mother's milk develops the strength to grow and to move about and to become a person who is able to defense and help father and mother in their fight against evil and wrongdoing in life. And thus strength is provided by their mouths in the sense that they are suckling mother's milk, they're growing and developing as they should. But what does that do for the mother himself? What does that do for the father himself? As this is done, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings comes strength. What kind of strength can be derived by that father and mother? Strength can come by answering such questions as come along natural in life. What makes the sky blue? What makes the storms come upon us and the winds blow so strongly they can blow down trees and limbs and so forth and so on and cause outage of power? What causes these things to take place? What causes me to digest food, be it milk or be it other things that I eat? What causes me to gain the strength that I have? All those kind of questions go back to the basic formation of life. And the descriptions given, we can go scientifically and say, well, it's the hue of the sky. It's the brilliance of the light of the sun against the backdrop of the earth, and thus the blue is there. And we can give a kind of an educated scientific explanation about it. But ultimately, that question is going to come from the mouth of a babe. What made that possible? When they study in school and they're taught that there's a big bang that took place and thus the planets were placed in their various orbits and all the things that are associated with life here upon this earth occurred, that big bang brought it about. Ultimately, somebody is going to bring this question to mind to mom and daddy at home, if not others. Who made the substance that banged? Who fixed the things that went bang? And made things orbits like they are, made the earth like it is. And then when we get down to deeper things about life, such as things that we see, the eye, the formations of the eye, the breathing of air into our system, the pushing out of carbon dioxide and how much strength we gain from that, those kind of things can be explained somewhat scientifically in our day and time, but ultimately somebody says to us, who made it possible for us to do this? Who gave us that power? What happened? And ultimately coming back to believing that God is, and that He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him, will come about. That'll be the only answer that can really truly satisfy all the things that are involved. And when we find ourselves asked those questions by little children in our lives, we tend to give more credibility to the strength of the answer. We want to be as sure as we can. We want to be as helpful as we can. And the place of the Almighty is put in front of us. Indeed, God wants us to believe that He is, and that He rewards those that diligently seek Him. But in the second place, God wants us to live not just a foolish way of life. There are foolish people and foolish circumstances in life. But He wants us to live a wise way of life. In James chapter 1, beginning verse 1, through the 5th verse of that chapter, actually, He speaks to those individuals that say, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not." In other words, God doesn't criticize them or joke about them or make fun of them because they ask for wisdom. God wants them to ask for wisdom. But He wants to give them wisdom this way. So as we study to show ourselves approved unto God and gain that faith, Romans 10 and verse 17, we find ourselves asking in prayer unto God for the wisdom by which to live for Him by that word from day to day. And as we find ourselves asking of God, He gives liberally and upbraideth not. Notice He says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. There in James 1, He explains that it's not just a request that's made in doubt and in hesitation and in a moment of fear. I ask the Lord for wisdom, but I really in my heart don't believe that He'll honor me and give me anything for that. I don't believe He'll reward me with any kind of wisdom about this. And as a result, we find ourselves not blessed of God, because He says there, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. The Lord does not reward that man anything who does not ask in faith. So be sure that we ask believing. And as we do believing, we'll find ourselves overcoming certain sins in our lives. For